Chapter 8. The children are on TV. When the emergency was over, Dad said, "Well done, Sarah and Stephen. That was excellent reporting. I've got an idea." He called the TV studio on his mobile phone. "Hello? Is that the TV studio?" he said. "Have you heard about the emergency at the airport? Well, my children filmed it on a camcorder. Do you want to see their film?" The people at the TV studio were very excited. "Come at once," they said. When the family arrived at the TV studio, a famous newsreader shook their hands. Lots of TV people came to see the children's film. They clapped when they saw it. The producer of the evening news said, "We'll show some of your film tonight. Well done. You're very talented." "But first, we have to interview you," said the producer.
"Why?" said Sarah.
"Because you're part of the story. Now, you need to get ready." So a makeup woman put makeup on their faces, combed their hair, and made them look tidy. Then the famous newsreader interviewed them about their airport emergency film. In all the excitement, Robert missed his plane. He decided to go home the next day. That evening, they all watched the children's report on TV. They gasped when they saw the plane's wing on fire. They were quiet when they saw the frightened passengers. "You both did very well," said Dad. "Like a real cameraman and a real reporter." They watched their interview. It was fantastic.